You're listening to Sounds Good. I'm Tracy Ross. Coming up Friday, the Department of Music at Murray State University presents a cultural journey with flute, clarinet, and piano featuring Stephanie Ray on flute, Amy McCann clarinet, and Matt Gianforte on piano. I do have Stephanie with me this morning in studio. Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
So tell us about this recital coming up Friday.
So the theme is really this global cultures theme, and we are performing music from all over several continents in combinations of solo, duo, and trio. The largest part of the recital is flute and clarinet together. Dr. McCann, Amy McCann, will perform a solo clarinet piece. It's called a tango etude, written by Astor Piazzolla, who wrote tons and tons and tons of tango music. He's Argentinian. And funny enough, that piece was actually written for flute, but then she's going to play it on clarinet. Then we play a duo that's accompanied with piano that is called Greetings from the Balkan. And so it has some real flavors of like klezmer style, scalar type sounds that, you know, will immediately strike even a listener who is not necessarily familiar with any kind of the music theory background of it. You can just hear it and hear these cultures in the sounds of the way the notes are all strung together. So that's a really fun piece, and that's actually written originally for two clarinets, and we've just decided to do it for flute and clarinet because it works really well. A whole other variety. There are, I think, 9 pieces total, and it covers styles from Argentina, from Brazil,
enough.
Italy, Spain, where else? Morocco. I have one piece called Morocco, just simply titled. And so it sounds almost improvisatory, sort of a real almost Middle Eastern kind of a sound, at least what I kind of equate with it. And so it's a lot of fun. We've been rehearsing for the last week or so and getting everything together, and it's really fun music with a whole lot of variety.
I'm a really big fan of small combo jazz, especially in interesting instrumentations.
Yeah,
a lot of instruments that you would associate normally with the rhythm can end up playing melodies and vice versa. So for you as a flautist, I mean, how does it work when it gets down to just you and the flute? I mean, what's your mindset doing a solo flute piece?
So it depends a lot on that piece.
Mm-hmm.
There are times really that every instrument you can think of flute as like a melody instrument, and like a lot of times you'll have a lower instrument, of course, like a low brass instrument or a string bass or something. They really play these bass lines, what you think of as a bass line. But there are times where even whether it's a solo flute piece or even a flute piece within a larger group of 3 or 4 instruments, like you say, like a combo situation, where a certain flute part will have like a bass line then, and then maybe the clarinet has an accompaniment line, and then an oboe or a violin or something on top of that has a melody, so that you can put these 3 pretty high instruments all together and still have those layers that you have in a larger ensemble or a larger combination of instruments. So same thing with solo flute. It might be just a more melodic piece. And sometimes we actually play a melodic line and we almost, we accompany ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And so there's sort of 2 lines happening and we're jumping back and forth playing both things, but you make it sound as if it's 2 lines that are separate, almost like 2 different people playing 2 different instruments. So there's a lot of role playing. We don't talk about that term so much. In classical music, but like it kind of like is playing a role, and I do sort of think of it that way, like as an actor on a stage, or that I'm actually being 2 actors at the same time, having a dialogue as 2 different parts of a conversation.
At this point in your career, does anything throw you out of your comfort zone playing in really small, interesting mixes of instruments? Does anything throw you off, or can you just take all of it in?
You adjust quickly, but there's one piece on this recital on Friday that I performed last week, and the composer himself wrote the piece for 2 flutes, and then he rewrote it a little bit, didn't have to change much, rewrote it for flute and clarinet. And when I first rehearsed with Amy McCann on whenever it was last week on that piece, it was so jarring because just the intonation, the way things tune and line up, you know, together just did not quite work the same way with the clarinet. And so by the second rehearsal, it felt great. And I didn't have a lot of explanation for that. But it does, I think we get thrown all the time. There was another piece I performed last week that had, believe it or not, a little bit of beatboxing involved.
Goodness.
In the piece.
On your part?
On my part. I was watching all kinds of YouTube tutorials last week on how to do this. And I did it with some amount of success. I think there's, depending on what you're willing to take on, there's all kinds of things to continue to throw me out of my comfort zone, for sure. I would not have selected that particular piece on my own, but since the partner I was working with did, I was willing to go for it and had the time to sort of invest in like learning this new thing and technique, and it worked out.
Has been a trend lately in classical music to bring in different genres of music and music from all different parts of the world lately. It seems like people are really redefining what you would think of as classical music historically.
That's true. I think in the last 20 or so years even, what we call classical or what we might call art music has become, I think, more accessible to a general listener, more enjoyable to me, even who I love modern music and lots of different styles. But it's gotten, I think, it's come a little back closer to popular genres. It was a little closer at one time, a long time ago, like when you think about George Gershwin using some popular styles in his sort of classical music, you know, for orchestras and piano. And he wrote lots of popular songs and musicals even. But then he also wrote pieces for orchestra that were widely accepted by all audiences. And there was a long time there in the 20th century where it really diverged and classical and popular genres just were like night and day. And I think they seem to be continuing to come back. That's my opinion. Well, you can certainly find a lot of evidence of that.
It seems like Friday's recital is going to be just a great example of different flavors just blending together and into a sound that's greater than its parts.
It really will. I really strive to make all my programs enjoyable for not just a flutist, because I think that's kind of a niche market for sure. I just love music, and so I want to play music that other people are going to love too. And I think this program has a lot for a general audience of all ages, and I'd encourage anybody with even the slightest interest to come out and check it out.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me about it today.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
A Cultural Journey with Flute, Clarinet, and Piano will be Friday at 6 o'clock in Farrell Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to all ages.